You're listening to The Big Show with Russick and Rose.
And now drops it, Kane shoots, trickling puck, Nordstrom reaches out with his left leg and kicks it away from the net. That was going in. In tight, Huberdeau trying to go backhand and forehand, they score!
On the official home of your Calgary Flames.
The Flames win it! Yeah, baby!
Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Good morning there, sexy. How are you today? Your hair looks good today. The Big Show, Russick and Rose, Sportsnet 960, The Fan, live from Doug Lacey's Basement Systems downtown studio. It's Wednesday, apparently. June 7th.
Already?
2023. Where'd the week go?
Time flies when you're having fun.
The countdown's on for you to go to Italia.
It is on. It's less than 4 weeks at this point.
Are you getting the butterflies?
Oh, yeah. We were talking about it a little bit yesterday. We were booking some stuff.
Look at you.
Planning some stuff.
You're such an international traveler.
I'm very cultured, as we know.
You will be in the country shaped like a boot, while I'll be here experiencing Stampede for the first time.
Boots and boots and boots.
Yeah.
Look at that.
A lot of synergy there.
I've had my fair share of stampedes. I'm kind of upset that I'm not going to be here to take you on a couple adventures.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like you're going to be left in good hands.
Yeah, Eric Francis said he definitely wanted me to...
I would consider that to be good hands.
Yeah.
To say the least.
I feel like there'll be a couple drinks consumed. Apparently he told me I have to get some sort of shirt.
Oh,
with some sort of cowboy
marking. You have to do some sort of dress up. Your backwards Nike hat and your golf shirt are not going to cut it for these 10 days.
There's a cowboy wear store downtown here.
If you're listening right now, I
need some weasel here.
I need some cowboy gear.
L-A-W-L-E-S.
I'd love to talk about your store.
Anybody out there?
Slither.
George, you need some tack?
What?
You need some tack?
What's tack?
Ah, he's not Albertan yet.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know what tack is.
Like, is there a guy you've met recently who is less cowboy than me? Honestly.
Oh, don't worry. There's lots of fake cowboys during Stampede.
God, dude. Oh, yeah, of course.
They're all over the place.
And they all listen to, like, rap.
Not, how does that work?
I don't know.
I listen to country for 10 days a year. I'm not going to get my fill this year.
Honestly, like,
dude, you're probably okay.
I'm going to be fine. I'm not going to miss it. But
I've told you.
Like going out and doing a little toe tapping here and there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Line dancing.
No. Toe tapping.
Just toe tap, no line dancing?
Sit on the side, drink my beer, toe tap.
Again, hey. Yeah.
Smoke a dart.
Like, listen.
Lean like the guy in that. Silhouette, yeah, you see. Got my head.
Are you like the Marlboro man?
Yeah. Yes. That's
on
me.
His deathbed said, yeah. Don't smoke because he died of lung cancer. Very dark at the end.
Sometimes I can get a little cowboy.
Again, I music is very subjective. People like what they like.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know too much country music. I've told this story on the air. About a couple years ago, I realized that Tim Hicks is a Canadian country star.
Yeah.
And I went to elementary school with him.
Nice.
And I had no idea.
Yeah, he's a...
What do you define a country star? Is he an actual star?
Well, I guess.
Or is he like a...
Canada country. Yeah. He hasn't really left these the four walls of this country.
So, like, the fact that I don't know who Tim Hicks is, that shouldn't be...
You're okay.
Okay, yeah.
He played, like, a CFL, like, Friday night halftime show.
Feels like he'd be like one of those.
Yeah, so that checks
that
out.
McMahon at halftime. Yeah, or something.
Yeah, which is fine. Good
and
for
him. I fully admit that like half the bands that play the halftime shows at the CFL are bands that I've never heard of.
Well, this wasn't the Grey Cup, but it was just like
no,
a
the
Friday
Grey Cup
football.
Is always a big team.
Of
but
course.
Like the Fridays and the Thursdays, because they did the Thursday concert series. Like there was a lot of artists. So I'm like, I don't really know. Like there was some. Like, I think the Sheepdogs did it once. And stuff like that.
Yeah, they're Saskatchewan's band.
Yeah, they're mostly local stuff.
So I didn't know he was a country singer.
Mm.
Like I saw him on the CFL. I'm like, whoa.
Hey, I know that guy.
And as I mentioned many times before, I went to high school with Deadmau5.
Yes.
Joel Zimmerman.
That so, one is a little bit more notable
a little bigger
than
Tim Hicks.
Yeah. Okay. Seeing as I had already forgotten Tim Hicks' name, but yeah.
Like, Deadmau5, a.k.a. Joel Zimmerman,
uh-huh.
Tim Hicks, both recording artists making a living doing that. And I'm on AM radio in Calgary Monday to Friday.
Yeah, you made it.
In the morning.
Well, at least your valedictorian's not at NASA.
My what?
What?
My valedictorian?
Yeah, your valedictorian.
Okay, that's close. Joke's on them, suckers.
Yeah, exactly.
I made it. Oh, God. We got a busy show today.
Hey, you got some... There's so many, like, just variety that's going to be at the Stampede this year, George.
I'm looking forward to it.
You want
to
see a little Pitbull?
Who doesn't love Pitbull? He's Mr. Worldwide.
Mr. Worldwide!
We should only exclusively play Pitbull songs today. In and out of the breaks.
I'm definitely not disopposed
Alex,
to that.
Your thoughts?
Let's
make it a Pitbull Wednesday.
I love it. Works for me.
Mr. Worldwide Wednesday.
Mr. Yeah. Worldwide comes to Calgary.
Okay, we'll do all Pitbull songs today.
What else?
6:30.
Have you ever heard of Russ?
Who?
Russ?
No.
Jimmy Eat World?
Yes.
They're going to play the Coke stage one day.
Okay, I've heard of them.
Zed's Dead, that's right up my alley.
Okay, never heard of them.
Mother.
Heard of them.
Yeah, they're kind of in that alt-rock.
Yep,
Tegan
yeah.
and Sarah's from Calgary.
Yeah,
they play the Coke stage. Broken Social Scene. Manchester Orchestra.
They're going to be able to fit all of Broken Social Scene on stage?
I don't know. They're going to do their best.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, dude. It's going to be really
fun.
It's going
to be a time.
I might have a little gift for you before I leave, too. I might have something for you.
A Stetson?
No.
that's a hat, right?
Yes.
Okay.
We do, it's Smith Built's here, though. Built's the big white hat here.
So what kind of hat should I get for my giant head?
Smith Built will be fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it gets fitted? Like they steam it something under your head?
They can get you fitted.
I've never paid to have a hat fitted, but...
Well, if I'm going to get a hat, I'm going to go all out,
yeah,
Rose.
Yeah, sure.
Like I...
Yeah, don't...
Like you can't be half pregnant, right? If
yeah,
I'm going
to
go all out, I got to go all out.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, 100%.
Smith Built's over in Englewood.
Englewood! Okay. We got a busy show today. Adam Stalling going to join us in about 7 minutes. Sportsnet golf contributor. He's down at the RBC Canadian Open. Talk about getting hosed for the second year in a row. I feel bad for the RBC
Canadian
Open.
He didn't get hosed.
Did you see where he's staying?
Yeah, he did not get hosed.
Okay, yeah, he's on the fifth hole.
Hilton set him up in a nice little room hotel thing.
Yeah, at Oakdale. Like, he's right there on the fifth hole, which is awesome. He's living like a live golfer right now. We'll talk to him.
Or a PGA. No.
Yeah.
Wait.
Like, they're again, all living good now.
Again.
Are
like,
they?
This,
I don't know.
This story.
We'll get over it.
We're gonna do it a lot today because it is such a massive, massive story. And the just heel turn by the PGA Tour and Jay Monahan is one of the greatest I think we've ever seen in our lifetime.
The WWE couldn't have written this.
No,
with son of a
the best writers
yeah.
that they've ever had.
Even Vince is like, "Woo, that's a tough one."
Wow, that's
you think so?
Quite the sell. Wow, my goodness.
Did you see that one tweet from yesterday?
Which one?
What does that mean?
Okay.
There's like a million of them.
I'm just going to quote. I can't do it verbatim and go, the PGA Tour has holes 1 to 8 and 12 to 18, and the Saudis have 9 to 11.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ooh.
Oh.
I'm like, that is so like.
Boop, boop.
Excellent. It is so perfect. Oof.
My favorite part was that we got to find out
during
all the
show.
Other golfers.
Yeah, we found out exactly when they
yeah,
did.
Yeah, it was another one of us moment. Like when we watched Corey Connors rip it into the side of the bunker and then collapse.
Again.
Like, I was like, yeah, this is the same. Yeah. We're all finding out at the same time. We're all basically equals.
We don't get political on this show because I don't think we have to.
Well, we're the fulcrum, but we don't.
Well, we are the fulcrum of Alberta politics.
Yeah,
but
sure.
When it comes to politics in general, like, I don't like to get involved because it's a can't-win situation.
Agreed.
Yeah. And if you're wondering, like, I couldn't be any more in the middle than I am. But anyway, that being said, this isn't a political stance or whatever. Like, this is dirty blood money that the PGA Tour just took. Like, this isn't, like, I couldn't imagine.
And I don't even think that's out of line. Like, this is something that Jay Monahan has said. You know, there's no, audio of that's him what I mean. Saying.
Like, I just couldn't imagine, like, and how he was going to bat for the 9/11 families. I couldn't imagine losing, like, my dad as a firefighter in 9/11 and then having, like, the PGA Tour goes, oh, no, we support you. And then, like, actually, we're hemorrhaging too much money. We're just going to cave in and give in to the Saudis. Like, it is just, and also, but that's what they're doing now. The Saudis are, they want to have a better footprint in the world, it's and they're using
sports washing.
Yeah.
Like, well, they're using sports washing. They're also just trying to get out of oil in general and try and make sure.
No. They're never getting it. No.
Well, okay. Not getting out of oil. Diversify.
Yeah, sure. But that's their number one source.
You know they buy California's water?
Really?
Yeah. They're buying American assets.
Oh, yeah. I know that. Yeah. But they want to have a better, more positive footprint in the world. So they're doing it by sport.
They've bought the WWE.
They've never bought WWE. WWE is bought by the UFC and their little consortium. They have a deal with Saudi Arabia to have shows there. Okay, Saudis pay them money. Okay, Saudis were interested, but they never sold to the Saudis.
They do have a deal with them, though.
Yes, they have a deal with the Saudis.
So, like, even their soccer league, when they're paying guys like Karim Benzema $250 million a year to play soccer.
PIF had nothing to do with the RSL. They actually just invested in the four top teams a couple days ago. So now they're involved in the RSL.
Yeah, because they want all the best soccer players playing in their league.
It's becoming, you remember what the MLS was for old players? The Saudi league is becoming what the MLS was. Right. And it's going to be even, because they can offer him even more money there.
Yeah, well, Ronaldo's already there.
Yeah, Karim Benzema just signed. Lionel Messi could be there any day.
That's good news for the MLS.
Like, it's insane. It is just the heel turn that Jay Monahan and the PGA Tour took. And some of the players are like, what just happened? You didn't even warn us. You didn't even tell us. Like,
I still think we're waiting for one of the biggest things here today, and it's going to be Rory's presser.
Oh, no. I'm really interested to see what Rory McIlroy has to say. Also, we don't even know what this thing's going to be called yet. The details are foggy.
We
don't even know how much money it costs to buy the PGA Tour or how much, because every major golf association tour is now owned by the PIF fund. So the European Tour. Like, I did think that maybe it would be cool that they're going to have actual, like, PGA or whatever they're going to call this league in Europe now. Like, it's going to be like, hey, in Germany or whatever, this is the tour stop this week. It's going to be more of an international tour, I think. I have no idea. But it's just, it's the biggest sports story of the year. I don't think there's any question.
Well, it's the biggest sports story in golf than perhaps ever.
And that we had no warning. We had absolutely no warning. No.
And the players had no idea. The
players had no idea.
Guys who were on the policy board had no idea.
Right. Yep. You think Tiger Woods today is like, oh, I should have took that billion.
Probably not.
Probably not, too.
No.
And what if he says, you know what? I'm good. I'm just going to play the majors. Yep. I'm not going to play on tour anymore. I don't want to be a part of this. That would be a big blow to that tour.
He's probably not too far from being like that anyways.
Right. I think he's going to be riding a cart here soon with Fred Couples.
Okay. I don't think he's ever going to play Champions
Tour. I don't think so.
Adam Stanley's going to join us in about a minute and a half. So let's just tee up what's on the show. Sure. He's going to join us. Sportsnet Golf contributor live from the RBC Canadian Open. Dave Dickinson, the general manager and head coach of your Calgary Stampeders, on the eve of this CFL season.
It's a longer title this year.
It is. He'll join us at 7:30, our usual Wednesday guest. The franchise is back at 8 o'clock, Eric Francis.
Incredible.
We thought that, hey, are we getting a head coaching announcement this week? Probably not. Maybe Eric Francis knows ballpark, who he thinks potentially could be the new head coach. What do you think the Flames' interest in Alex DeBrincat is?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, we'll talk to the franchise about that. And then our pals from...
Has Craig gone to see Elias yet?
Oh, okay. Those are things I'd want to know, too. And then more on this Live Golf story, because the Sportsnet 590 Fan Golf Show, our pals Sam McKee and Brent Gunning are going to both join us. And Brent Gunning was so pro-PGA Tour, like what's good in the world and whatever. And Sam, like, it's just a money thing. And Sam was ultimately right. And I was on shows with Brent Gunning last summer saying, don't pretend like the PGA Tour is super innocent because they're in bed with the Chinese government. Like, this isn't a good or evil thing. It's like a lesser evil.
Yeah.
It's like Satan and his brother. Like, that's essentially what it was.
Okay. Yeah.
But now, like, I'm looking forward to what they have to say.
I've never heard of Satan's brother, so I don't know if that's like a big gap in evil or if there's like a limited gap in evil or if it's... that's hard to say.
But joining us on the Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar guest hotline, he has a little more time, had a good night's sleep to digest what the hell happened yesterday in golf.
I feel like a good night's sleep might be a stretch, but...
Adam Stanley, Sportsnet golf contributor on the Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar guest hotline. Good morning. How are you?
I did not have a good sleep last night. FYI.
Like, but you're at the epicenter of all of this right now.
I am. Yeah.
I just feel bad for the Canadian. 2 years in a row, LIV has their first tournament during the Canadian Open, yep. And now the biggest golf story probably in the history of golf breaks yesterday. Like, what was? Just take us through your day yesterday, Adam.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of hyperbole in sports, obviously, but it's hard to argue that yesterday's announcement was, like, the biggest golf news story, like, maybe ever, like, period, certainly in the modern times, and maybe of all time, just because of how big the ripple effects will be, how fascinating the fallout's going to be, what dominoes are going to fall, you know, the fact that it was so secret, like there's so many unanswered questions. So yeah, basically what happened yesterday morning is I was writing away a couple files. Ludvig Åberg, the number one amateur in the world, is turning pro and making his pro debut here this week. And I was drawing up a framework on a preview file on my man Ludvig, and my friend who is the director of communications for the LPGA tour sends me a text message and says, dude, the golf world is on fire and you're at the center of it. And I was like, weird turn of phrase. Cause like, yeah, there's like wildfires everywhere in Ontario right now. I can't see the sun. Ha ha ha. And then of course I go to Twitter and then I see, you know, the big announcement. So yeah, basically from 10 AM kind of onwards until 6 or 7 last night was just like, okay, whatever I had planned for Tuesday. Not happening. and we just kind of went from there. I hung out in the locker room a little bit yesterday just to try to get some sound. You know, I tried to make sense of all of this, and there really was no making sense of it. Jay Monahan was here in Toronto at Oakdale. He was bopping around. He snuck in the side door to get into the players meeting here at the clubhouse. There was just a lot. It was one of those days where at the end of it was like, that was really, really strange. and now nobody really knows still, like, what's going to happen.
How angry are the players right now that you've seen? Like, just, but it's as genuine can be, right? Because they feel, don't they feel just flat out betrayed by the PGA Tour now?
Yeah, pick any sort of adjective that you want. You know, disappointment, obviously, anger, just any of those words, they're all feeling the exact same. You know, I think, a major champ, he came out of the, meeting and he called it a gong show. He didn't use the word gong. The temperature in the room was ranging between spicy to extra steamy. Just guys were like, listen, we're finding out this news in the worst way possible on social media. We're getting into bed with an entity that we have spent 2 years saying we're not going to do anything with or about. And now you're appearing on CNBC with the governor of the Saudi government, the PIF, the Public Investment Fund. And not only are you starting a new entity, but this guy, the governor of the PIF, is going to be on the board of the PGA Tour and the chairman of this as yet unnamed entity. Like, you strip away the golf, the legal stuff, you know, the back and forth, the et cetera, et cetera. Imagine if any company, period, was like, yeah, we're not telling anyone, but we're merging with our biggest competitor. Surprise! Then, yeah, like, any employee would be pretty mad sort of about that. And you know, especially since the PGA Tour has been trotting out the line of, we're a player-run organization, and, you know, everything we do is for the players. And, you know, when you zoom out, like, pretty far, but when you zoom out and you realize that, yeah, the best players in the world are going to be playing around the world more often at big events for big money, like, as a sports fan, eventually you'll probably get to an acceptance phase and realize, like, okay, well, maybe this isn't so bad. But certainly right now, and the way that they did it, I think that's the biggest thing. Any of the players are eventually, if they're going to be securing the bag, going to not be all that mad. But right now, the way that they were treated as adults, as human beings, as assets to the PGA Tour, nobody was pleased about how this was handled.
One of the individuals that I think we're all intrigued to hear from is Rory McIlroy, who is kind of the face of the PGA Tour against LIV Golf. What are you expecting from Rory today? I know there were maybe some highlights from an old story about a year ago that maybe suggests he had an inkling that something was on the way, but at the same time, this is all pretty new. What do you think we're going to hear from Rory?
Yeah. Yeah. A lot. I feel bad for Rory. You know, like, he's carried the weight of the PGA Tour and of all this for so long, and he was winning at the same time, right? Like, the guy won the FedEx Cup last year, and then he comes into this year, and he's still got to answer all these questions. Then he finally is like, guys, I'm done answering all the questions. And then, hey, guess what you're going to have to do today? Answer all the questions. So what are we going to hear from him? You know, I think what I'm most fascinated to hear more about is, you know, how little or how much did he actually know? Because it sounds like he didn't know all that much. But him and Jimmy Dunn, who is on the board of the PGA Tour and basically the architect of the first meeting with the Saudi government and kind of got the temperature from them and said, hey, they're interested in talking to the PGA Tour. Him and Jimmy Dunn are pretty close. Jimmy Dunn is just a super rich guy. He lives down in South Florida. And the crazy thing is that he lost 66 employees. He was a partner at a law firm that lost 66 employees on September 11th. And yet here he is, you know, trying to negotiate this thing with the Saudis. So anyways, that part is going to be fascinating. I know.
Jeez. Okay.
I know. But here we are, you know, money talks. And I think Rory's going to have to answer, how much did he know? How much did he not? You know, how does he think this is good? Is he actually happy that like the back and forth negotiation and the BS and all that stuff is going to be finally finished and we're just going to be moving forward? You know, we're going to have to see. But, you know, Rory, I saw Rory today. He's out there. He's playing a pro-am, 9 holes, teed off on 10. You know, a bunch of people are out there following him. He's playing with the CEO of RBC. He seems to be, you know, jumping along. He seems to be fine. But I don't know how long that's going to last, obviously, because, yeah, everyone's literally, like, quite literally, if you're a sports fan, a golf fan, you know, a person in politics, like, CBC is here. From the guy who's the reporter for The National is here, and he's only here because he wants to hear from Rory. And we've just got a story that's transcended sport, and Rory's kind of at the center of it. And, I kind of feel bad for him.
There's a lot of questions that I think we have. What's the penalty going to be for the LIV guys coming back in? Yeah. How is the schedule going to change? Are the majors going to change? Who's going to be the newest member of the cliques? Like, we got tons of questions. What's the biggest one for you right now?
How are they going to walk back the, quote, these guys will never play on the PGA Tour ever again, quote, comment from Jay Monahan, you know, the last year or whatever it may be. And I guess what is going to be, what the answer to that question is going to be is, well, we're creating this, you know, as yet unnamed entity, and those guys are going to play there, and the PGA Tour, the best of the PGA Tour are going to play there, and we'll be off to the races after that. So, membership is going to be a big question. Hey, if you're a rank and file guy on the DP World Tour, where are you playing? What are you a member of? Who are you? What are you? Sort of thing. If you're Rory McIlroy, what are you? Are you a PGA Tour guy? Are you a as yet named entity guy? Like the membership, the structure, you know, we've got a lot of Canadians on the PGA Tour right now, but we've only got two who are ranked in the top 50. So what's that going to mean for, as someone who covers Canadian golf, what's that going to mean for the Canadian golfers? What's that going to mean for the RBC Canadian Open? As a person who cares about this sport in this country, you know, those are kind of the main things I'm worried about, or at least thinking about as it stands right now.
Adam, I know you got to run, but real quick, do you know, like, is there any rumors about how much this thing costs?
Multiple billions is what I was told in the locker room yesterday. That's what they have kind of the sense of in terms of the investment injection from the PIF. Short version of the story is PGA Tour, they couldn't keep going the way that they were going. $100 million in legal fees, plus. They wanted to keep the best players around, and if it was going to be a battle of just banks, they were going to lose every time and twice on Sunday. So the PGA Tour, needed money, and the PIF, the Saudi government, wanted to be involved in golf. LIV wasn't really working out, so they were like, how much is this going to cost? Turns out it's probably multiple billions, and we're off to the races, and I guess we'll see.
What happens for Jay Monahan next?
Oh, man. Well, a lot of calling for him to resign. Standing ovation, in fact, when that was brought up in the player meeting yesterday.
Oh my goodness.
But Jay is now the new CEO of this as yet unnamed entity. So the head of the PIF is the chairman of it, and Jay is the CEO. So Jay still will kind of run this new thing, whatever this new thing may be. However, the players, there is a process in place for the players to vote out the commissioner, because it is a player run organization. Will they take a step to do that? Remains to be seen, but certainly out of the steamy meeting yesterday, the calls for his resignation were met with cheers. So we'll see.
Adam Stanley, golf contributor to Sportsnet. Adam, you're staying in a nice place at Oakdale. Try to enjoy the golf, I guess, with this bombshell of a story still.
That's a moral thing. Yeah.
Try to enjoy the golf. Thanks for this, pal. We'll catch up with you again.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
There is on the Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar guest hotline, brought to you by Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar, using the same secret recipe since 1975, down in at 6060 Memorial Drive Northeast. Takeout or delivery at 403-248-3344.
Like, he joined us yesterday in like a 5-minute breathless, which was very awesome of him to do.
Yeah.
Like, essentially 35 minutes after it broke, and just like the tone from yesterday to today.
Shocking.
Because, like, yesterday, he's, you know, everyone's trying to get their ducks in an order, and you're, right, like, still trying to believe. You're like, man, too bad this verification process on Twitter is essentially useless now, because I don't know if I can trust any of this.
Right.
It was nuts.
Got a text here from John from High River. Why does everyone pick on golf for making deals with the Saudis? Most governments and large multinational oil field service companies bend over backwards to sign contracts in Saudi. I've never heard of anyone giving these entities a hard time, but golfers. Like, I get it. Like, I understand. But it's what it represents. Like, that's the thing. And,
well,
I keep going back to, if I lost a family member in 9/11, like, goes away.
And all of these players basically stood their ground on principle. Like, they all could have taken the money.
Yes.
But they decided to stand there on principle that they didn't believe where it was coming from, and they didn't feel like they didn't want to be associated with it, and they didn't want their job to be associated with it, and then their boss went, pulled the wool over their eyes, and hit them with the morning memo, hey, BT Dubs.
And listen, I get it. Money runs the world, and people sell out all the time.
By
I understand
means,
all of
fire
that,
away.
But it doesn't make it right.
No,
that's the thing. It doesn't make it right.
No. Exactly.
There's something about sleeping with a clear conscience and living with a clear conscience. Like,
yeah,
we all make decisions in life, and some are good and some are bad. Mm-hmm. And some are obviously money driven, and some are just, oof, this is an incredible story. The golf guys.
How many more leagues are they going to buy?
Who knows?
Who's next?
I have no idea. Well, they try to buy F1. Like,
They've tried. Haven't they been like
relaxed?
Haven't they been like relatively successful in buying F1?
No.
F1 is owned by whoever owns the Atlanta Braves.
Yeah. We got a text. When are the Saudis going to buy the CFL? Let me tell you this. The CFL would be like, I'm in.
Yeah.
Liberty Media owns F1, SiriusXM, and the Atlanta Braves.
In the words of Rick and Morty, USOB, I'm in.
Sign me up.
I'm in.
Yeah. I might have made that joke at the practice yesterday.
Yeah. Like the CFL is purchased, and all of a sudden, like, they're getting like Aaron Rodgers is playing for the Argos. You're like, what?
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
It's like blank.
Be like the 70s.
Blank check. Come on down.
Yeah. It'd be like the 70s all of a sudden, the CFL. All these superstar NFL players are playing in the Canadian Football League. All right. Straight ahead, the Rose Report. Lots to discuss. Alek Manoah going to play. He's been pretty
he's
much.
Go figure out how to play
he's
baseball
been shipped
again.
To Florida. We'll talk about that. Dave Dickinson, the general manager and head coach of your Calgary Stampeders, on the eve of the season opener.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to join us at 7:30. The franchise, more golf talk. It's a busy day. It's the Big Show. Russick and Rose, Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Your number one spot for Flames coverage can be found on Flames Talk with me, Pat Steinberg. Exclusive interviews, trusted insiders, and the latest news. Listen live weekday afternoons at 4 or stream the Flames Talk podcast on demand.
It's the Big Show, Russick and Rose, Sportsnet 960, The Fan, live from Doug Lacey's Basement Systems downtown studio. It's a pit bull kind of day. Maddie earlier. Yeah. Maddie talked about it earlier. I'm going to have my first stampede this year. And Pitbull is one of the acts.
Yeah, Mr. Worldwide. Playing the Saddle Dome.
Yeah. Text in 960-960, name and location on the South Trail Hyundai text line. Which Pitbull song do you want us to play at 7? We're taking your requests on the big show. 960-960, name and location. Straight ahead, Pitbull.
Tens of the twos.
Straight ahead, Pitbull at 7. And at 7:30, Pitbull. Dave Dickinson, GM and head coach of your Calgary Stampeders, on the eve of the CFL season, is going to join us at 7:30. The franchise at 8 o'clock. More golf talk at 8:30. But right now, the highlight of my day every day, it's time for the Rose Report, and it's brought to you by Motorworks. If you own a BMW, choose Motorworks.
In this, you need to play.
What? Hold on. I lost the read. It's like I don't know it. Where's the read? Oh, here it is. It's time for the Rose Report, and it's brought to you by Motorworks. If you own a BMW, choose Motorworks for service and repairs. They'll gladly match and then beat any competitor's price by 10% on 51st Ave and 3rd Street Southeast.
Marty Rose.
Matt Rose.
Matt Rose.
Adam Rose.
Rose and Bloom.
Matty Rose.
Yo, friends, happy Wednesday. What's going on? I got heaps of stuff to tell you about. An NHL trade. We have the NBA Finals. We have the Blue Jays playing with Kevin Gausman, spinning a gem. And, of course, all of this PGA news that is right at the forefront of everything. But we are going to start with the Calgary Flames as, hey, listen, they continue to search for a new head coach.
Love it!
Nothing too momentous on the Flames front yet, though. We'll continue to wait for the latest from the insiders. I don't know. It feels like this week might not be it now.
I know.
Now that we're at Wednesday. Like, I felt like it was going to be Monday.
We
but
were
like,
confident.
Yeah. We were, like, blindly confident for no reason whatsoever.
Like zero reason.
Love it!
That's how we operate.
I love that drop.
Stanley Cup final returns tomorrow. Yesterday, we did see a trade as well. Movement heating up with the draft exactly 3 weeks away.
Like, how horny are you getting for that?
I'm very excited.
Okay.
We're dealing with teenagers here, so I'm going to not go that way.
Oh, God.
A three-way deal between
the... They're 18, so relax.
A three-way...
They're adults.
Okay, I'm not going to get into the semantics with you. Three-way deal between the Columbus Blue Jackets, Philadelphia Flyers, and Los Angeles Kings.
Yeah, where the hell did this come from?
I don't know. In the end, the Blue Jackets end up with former Flyers defenseman Ivan Provorov.
Train me right now.
The Flyers also get the 22nd overall pick. They get 2 second-round picks. They get defenseman Sean Walker, prospect Helga Granz, and netminder Cal Peterson. The Kings receive nothing. They just get out from underneath the Peterson contract, and they retain 30% of Ivan Provorov's salary, which is just a shade over $2 million. Well, this is a cap dump move for the Los Angeles Kings.
Well, I thought
Kings.
They were really excited about Connaughton, who they got.
The Kings got Hayden Hodgson and Kevin Connaughton. Yeah, I bet they're really excited.
Yeah.
Two AHL players who currently aren't signed. Great. But they're really excited about that. Now, Provorov is going to Columbus. That's the big deal here. They get out from the Cal Peterson contract. They're going to be able to sign Vladislav Gavrikov now. And everyone thinks they're going to trade for a goalie, maybe Connor Hellebuck or UC Saros.
Interesting. But what does this mean for Carter Hart now in Philadelphia?
Carter Hart. Well, Carter Hart is he's probably going to get traded.
And I'm not trying to be a smartass. He stinks.
No, he doesn't stink. He's actually a very good goalie. He's played for a stinky team. But there are rumors that they're down the road on a Carter Hart trade as well.
So the goalie market's heating up, eh?
It sure is, George.
Mm-hmm.
It sure is.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Nope, say it. Go ahead.
No, I'm not going to say it.
No, go ahead.
I'm not going to say
it. No, go ahead. Please. I'd like to shut you down this early. Come on.
If the goal market's heating up,
yeah.
I wonder what you can get from Markstrom.
That's a terrible idea!
Okay. All right.
Just handling that like a mature adult.
Okay.
All right.
When it comes to maturity. This is where maturity comes to die, the show. If you're looking for mature sports talk, you got the wrong show there, Pilgrim.
Yeah. The fulcrum politics.
Yeah, though. Well, unless we talk about Alberta politics, which we're the fulcrum with.
Which is somewhere in the middle. Yeah.
Tomorrow, the premier and the mayor are coming in for a roundtable.
Yeah, we're
not happening.
God. Okay, that's it for the NHL story. I don't think I missed anything there. We can move on. We're all happy. We're all pleased.
Good.
Okay,
yep.
Good.
Just real quick. Gotta like the Jackets bringing in Mike Babcock and Ivan Provorov. Let's go. Hey, they want to win. They're a win now team all of a sudden.
Team good guys. Yeah. Wow.
Win now team. Columbus Blue Jackets. Love it.
I do like Eric Gabranson, though, so there's that.
So they're gunning to finish 25th in the NHL standings this season.
Look out, world. Jays and Astros. It's not like the Metro Division is like difficult or anything. It's got a bunch of mediocre teams, right? No. Jays and Astros, game two of their series. Kevin Gausman was on the bump yesterday, and honestly, not a great start.
The 1-0, cracked in the air out to deep left field. Varsho racing back, getting to the wall. He looks up, and it's gone. Mauricio Dubon with his second of the season. Stings one to the seats, and Houston strikes first. 1-0, Astros.
So that comes in the top of the first. Kevin Gausman's able to get out of the inning with just the one run against. And then, just a couple innings later.
The 0-1. Springer rockets it. Deep left center field. Back at the wall. Myers jumps in the air. It's gone! A go-ahead two-run home run for George Springer. Number 9 on the season for George Springer. Pushes the Blue Jays on top. And it's 2-1 here in the third.
Oh, yeah. We love a Springer dinger, don't we? Ninth of the season. Varsho also hit a home run. This one had to be reviewed, but eventually called a home run. That made it 3-1 in the next inning. Bo Bichette hit a home run in the bottom of the eighth, his 13th of the season, a solo shot. It ends up being a 5-1 final score. Kevin Gausman was outstanding. George, 7 innings, just 1 earned run on 4 hits, no walks, 13 strikeouts.
Yeah, ties a career high. He was just incredible yesterday in exactly what the Blue Jays needed after the stink of the Alek Manoah start, and I'm sure you'll get to him
in just in a moment.
One sec. Yep. But you talk about, again, the front office, the Blue Jays get some heat sometimes, and honestly, rightfully so, but this so far has been an absolute slam dunk, home run, whatever cliche you want to use. Kevin Gausman's been the linchpin of this rotation since joining the Blue Jays.
Swanson and Richards shut the door. That's a big win for the Jays.
Even Varsho's waking up, which is big.
That is big. They've only mustered five hits, but they also took 5 walks and they turned it into 5 runs. So those numbers are good.
And Vladdy's still with only 6 dingers on the season?
And none at home?
Yeah. That's a problem.
That is a problem. Today is Chris Bassett, 507 Sportsnet 1, and right here on Sportsnet 960, ooh, The Fan, your home of the Toronto Blue Jays. Alek Manoah was sent down to the Florida Complex League. This from manager John Schneider ahead of the game yesterday.
The message to him was the same as it has been, is that we want to always, you know, put him kind of first and foremost, like we do all of our players, and make sure that we're doing everything that we can to help him get better. Florida Complex League, you know, our short season league that plays out of the player development complex, and I think utilizing all of our resources that we do have there to kind of really kickstart. Hopefully it's not a very drawn out process for him, and whenever he's ready, you know, he'll be right back helping us.
So real quick on the Florida Complex League.
Yeah.
It's sort of extended spring training.
Essentially, yep.
They don't even keep score of games.
Oh.
Yeah. It's like 8-year-olds are playing out on the baseball field, and it's like, we don't care about the score. It's just about learning the game.
Huh.
They don't even report
the
score. You
just go out and get reps.
No media is allowed to cover it. You're just out there playing ball. That's essentially what this league is. That guy who was up for the Cy Young last year is now going to be pitching in a league where they don't even care about the score. And he's going to dominate some of these guys, even though he's pitching terribly at the major league level.
You would never know.
Right. We're not going to know. But this is where it's at with Alek Manoah. They have to sign him down there to completely get a reset.
Apparently, they have like a big pitching lab down there as well. They might send their assistant pitching coach, David Howell, down with Manoah for a little bit to try and get the ball rolling here.
Sure.
And
they need him.
Yeah, like put him in the lab, see where things are going wrong, try and make a couple tweaks.
Is it a lab like Ivan Drago and Rocky IV?
I have no idea what
it
looks like.
It's got all these fake, like...
I imagine it looks like
machines that are using them to punch even harder.
Something like a golf sim with like more wires and monitors and stuff. A lot more beeping and burp stuff like that.
All right.
You know?
When you go on the Florida Complex League Blue Jays Wikipedia, Alek Manoah is the only one that has a Wikipedia profile.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. And Jordan Luplow.
Okay. So those are the only two. Everybody else, never heard of them.
Also, Matt Chapman is day-to-day with an infected ingrown toenail that had to be removed the night prior. Like, gross, dude. Cut your nails.
Check that shit.
No, you...
Check it.
Yeah, no, he's cutting his nails, but if you don't cut it properly, you'll get an ingrown one. You gotta cut it straight.
Okay, but
that hurts. Have you ever had an ingrown toenail? It hurts.
No, I cut my toes properly.
All right, fine. I didn't know you were so passionate about toenail clipping.
I'm not passionate. It just feels like one of those things that, like, come on, you play in the majors. Like, you can't be missing games because your toenail is infected, bro.
Come on. Like, John Smoltz missed a start after he tried to iron a shirt he was wearing and then got burns on his chest.
And that's not a... that's not acceptable.
It's a tradition, though, in baseball. Dumb injuries. It's not really a dumb injury. He just didn't clip his toenails.
Who was the guy who hurt his pitching hand on the drone?
That was in the playoffs.
Was that... It wasn't Bauer, was it?
Yeah, it was Bauer. Trevor Bauer. Playoff game.
His hand
Toronto.
Was just leaking blood on the mound after on a drone. Who tripped? Oh, no. That was Greasy who tripped over his dog. That was in the NFL. Like, there's a lot of, like, legendary injuries in baseball.
Well, Stroman tripped over the sprinkler head.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Or his ACL.
Well, Mike Soroka popped his ACL taking
his. Who, by the way, got sent down to AAA again to figure it out.
Oh, that's. Too bad. Wish it would have been.
After the injuries he suffered, he'll figure it out. He's way too talented not to.
100%. All right, let's get to the golf story.
Because it's fun! We're having fun!
So yesterday was super neat. The PIF bought golf.
Bought golf.
They did.
Yeah.
We were sitting in the stands at Stamps practice, and someone looked over at Patty and I said, what happened today? And Pat literally just said, they bought golf, and that was about as succinct as you could get with it.
Yeah.
The LIV Tour and PGA have announced a merger to create a new for-profit league moving forward. Nothing will change for the 2023 season, but after that, the PGA, the LIV, the DP Tour, otherwise known as the European Tour, they're all going to be under one umbrella. This was a wild story to watch develop yesterday. What do we know about this? We know that Jay Monahan is the commissioner of the PGA. And we also know that he said this about LIV Golf in 2022.
Well, I talked to players. I've talked at a player meeting, and I've talked to a number of players individually for a long period. And I think you'd have to be living under a rock to not know that there are significant implications. And as it relates to the families of 9/11, I have two families that are close to me that lost loved ones. And so my heart goes out to them. And I would ask, you know, any player that has left or any player that would ever consider leaving, have you ever had to apologize for being a member of the PGA Tour?
Oh, my goodness.
Whoo!
That's a tough one.
That one does not read very well. What else do we know? This could be the end for LIV as a whole, but the team aspect might get carried over to the PGA. We know that players who left for LIV and come back might be subject to a fine. We know that Rory McIlroy has a press conference today, and the players all found out on Twitter when CNBC broke the story around 8 a.m. We also know there was a heated meeting at the RBC Canadian Open yesterday afternoon. And by the way, that is this weekend, and there's 20 Canadians in the field. Keep your eyes on Adam Stanley on Twitter or sportsnet.ca for all the latest from the Canadian Open and this developing story.
Yeah, we got the golf guys on at 8:30, Brent Gunning, Sam McKee, to talk about this and kind of preview the tournament too.
Yeah, this is...
the biggest story in sports this year.
Did you see Adam Hadwin's comments yesterday?
Yeah, he wasn't happy.
Of course, a Canadian. Here they are.
In this way, I don't know if people saw it. Like, I don't know if I ever saw it in this way. But... Beyond that, you know, there's so many details to be worked out and that haven't been talked about and discussed. I don't know if I could go any further than that on it. Just too many unknowns.
So many unknowns for everybody involved. What we'll continue to watch, and we'll enjoy the Canadian Open as well. NBA Finals Game 3 tonight. The series shifts to Miami after the Heat's strong fourth quarter in Game 2 got them the win. The line for this one, George, is at 2.5 points. Looking at a 6:30 tip-off. This one's going to be able to be watched on Sportsnet as well.
Yep.
How are you looking at this tilt tonight?
You know what? I think the main thing I'm looking for, and Patty, agree or disagree, is if the Heat can shoot the three tonight, because that essentially powered them to the game two win in Denver. I thought offensively the Nuggets were a little stagnant in game two, but I think if the Heat can continue to shoot the three at a good clip, I think they can keep this thing close tonight.
Yeah, getting back home will be helpful too, getting that Heat crowd into it, and because I haven't been, like, outside of game
that
one.
That late arriving crowd in Miami?
That late arriving crowd in Miami. I mean, it's nice out. What do you want to do? But yeah, get back to that three.
No, it's true. It's a late arriving crowd.
Isn't it always nice in Miami?
Well, yeah, it's Miami.
It's Florida.
It's the home of Mr. Worldwide. Pitbull. And we're going to play Pitbull all morning.
We have a request for the Timber version. The Pitbull and Timber for the NBA playoff version, though.
Okay.
Very I might good. Send that over to
Brody here. Keep your pit bull requests coming in at 960-960 name and location on the South Trail Hyundai text line.
6:30 tip, as mentioned, watch it on Sportsnet. Stampeders have their walkthrough today. Depth charts should drop a little bit later on this morning. They'll host the Lions Thursday for the CFL 2023 season opener, 6:30. No, this one's going to be a 7 o'clock start. Who are we hearing from in this morning's Stamps report, Patrick?
We will hear from, oh my God,
the defensive line.
Oh, yeah. James Vaughters and Juwan Simpson.
Bingo.
There we go.
Former Stampeder Juwan Simpson, now the defensive line coach.
And we got Dave Dickinson coming on at 7:30.
Don't you forget it.
Coach and GM of the Stamps.
Yes, sir. Okotoks Dogs were, they're in action tonight.
Boo! Look at!
They play the Sylvan Lake Gulls at 7:05.
Where's the rest of it?
What are you talking about?
They got to win.
They got to win to get the whole thing.
All right.
They play at 7:05 in Sylvan Lake against the Gulls.
You play that again.
Let the big dog eat.
That's just all you get.
Which is the first, just the, let the big dog. And then stop.
All right.
Oh. And good night. Damn. And good night. No,
that was the wrong one. I meant to play the big dog eat.
Let the big dog eat.
There you go.
There you go. That's where it's supposed to end. Oh, also this for you, George. At the French Open. Oh, yeah. Look at this. Some jazzy French music. Yeah. Carlos Alcaraz García.
Stop calling him that.
Is on. Straight sets victory over Stefano Tsitsipas. And Novak Djokovic also won. So yeah, congratulations to them. Both
Friday
quarterfinal
morning,
victories.
Novak and Alcaraz.
There's also
popcorn match, my man.
Two matches today. Zverev is in action. Rude and Rune will play. There's also Echeverry. So those are names that I pretty much nailed. On the women's side, Iga Swiatek and Coco Gauff.
Swiatek.
It's got that sneaky end there.
Playing right now.
Are you watching it right now?
Playing right now. Swiatek won the first set.
And they're currently just about to get the second one underway.
Bianca's going for a mixed doubles title.
Earlier, Ons Jabeur lost.
Mixed doubles
to
doesn't count.
No. Beatrice
I interviewed
Haddad
Daniel Nestor.
Maya.
Sorry, I've interviewed Daniel Nestor. And I asked him about his Grand Slam titles. He's like, mixed doubles doesn't count. Even mixed. Daniel Nestor himself said, just
doubles, yeah.
Mixed, not so much.
Okay.
Men's doubles? Yeah, no. Pretty quiet for
doubles
the
in general, but mixed.
Layla Fernandez is in the women's double with Taylor Townsend later this morning. Yep. They're in the quarterfinals, so congrats to her. And,
terrific stuff. You can leave this French music underneath. The Rose Report is brought to you by Motorworks. If you own a BMW, choose Motorworks for service and repairs. They'll gladly match and then beat any competitor's price by 10% on 51st Ave and 3rd Street, South East. Straight ahead, wanted to ask you, Matty Rose, is there any player on the Calgary Flames that would be a smart salary dump? Because we saw it yesterday in the trade. We'll discuss that next. We'll talk to Dave Dickinson at 7:30 and the franchise at 8 o'clock. And we're taking your pit bull requests, 960-960, name and location, on the South Trail Hyundai text line. We'll do all of that. It's the Big Show, Russick and Rowe, Sportsnet 960, The Fan.